Did you hear this announcement coming from the American Kennel Club that updated its list of top dog breeds in the United States? And for the first time since 1991, there is a new number one. The Labrador Retriever has been displaced. It's now number two. And the most popular dog breed, the French Bulldog.
I saw that yesterday.
Did you see
I
that?
I thought that was cute. Yeah.
It's interesting reading about this because of, I guess I'll call it controversy. The French Bulldog Club of America spokesperson. I did not know there was a French Bulldog Club of America.
Why not?
I didn't either.
Says they offer a lot in a small package. They're comical. They're friendly. They're loving little dogs. They're popular. Celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Hugh Jackman, Leonardo DiCaprio, even U.S. lawmaker Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez all have French Bulldogs. So they have their place. And then comes a message from the British Veterinary Association.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Urging people not to buy the dogs due to their being prone to breathing, spinal, eye, and skin conditions. In fact, in the Netherlands, breeding of the dogs is forbidden, and the country's agricultural minister has eyed an outright ban on owning them because the dogs have such health concerns because of their breeding that goes on. In fact, a veterinarian, Dr. Lori Hunt, says that their newfound popularity is a curse, not a blessing, and they're being exploited by unethical breeders. Well, there's so, your new number one dog.
Number one dog that you can't get.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that about different, like the pug and the French Bulldog, they have that kind of pushed up nose. They have breathing problems because of that.
And, yeah.
And that just, it's one of the things that they say that it's sort of inhumane or unethical treatment of animals to keep breeding them when they have such big problems. And I think it's really, it's like, okay, so let the breed die out? What?
Well, is there a huge difference between the French and the...
And the regular bulldog?
Yeah.
If anything, it might, maybe it's bulldog? The size. These are, I think, they're a smaller version of a regular bulldog. And I'm not sure what, you know, and these are bred specifically as far as this particular breed.
Right.
To be in the way that they are. In fact, the word inhumane is even used in this article I have here. Another veterinarian says it's inhumane to breed dogs that are prone to such health ailments. And I'd forgotten this. They say that the Frenchies, as they're called, are often targeted by dog nappers because they bring up to $5,000 or more. Lady Gaga, back in 2021, her dog walker that was walking her French bulldogs and were stolen. I'd forgotten that incident, that there was a French bulldog.
Yeah,
she was injured or something in that incident, I think.
I'm trying to remember how it went, but...
The dog walker was injured.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So strange.
The French bulldog.
I'm not impressed. By the French bulldog.
I'm more of the number two Labrador Retriever. I don't own one, but I...
Yeah.
And by the way, the rest of the top 10, I think these probably have been on the list for a long time, too. Number three is the Golden Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is the German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Number five is a Poodle. Number six is the regular Bulldog.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would that be the English Bulldog, I'm assuming, right?
Well, they've got the Pug is the American Bulldog.
Oh, you do have the English, American Bulldog.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at a picture that kind of compares the three of them. The English Bulldog is the bigger, kind of
fat.
More homely. Yeah, the fat one with the underbite and
the underbite kinda, and all that. My neighbors have too.
The one
too.
We're familiar with.
Yeah, the one we're familiar with. And then the French Bulldog is kind of a cute little thing. It looks like a cross between a bulldog and a Chihuahua.
I mean, there is. But again, bred to that certain way, so it's either. As the French Bulldog Club of America spokesperson says, a loving little dog offering a lot in a small package, or as some of the other folks that we just talked about said, they should be forbidden. Take your pick.
Yeah.
Take your pick. By the way, running out the top 10, Rottweilers, Beagles, Dachshunds, and German Shorthaired Pointers.
Oh,
wow, so Rottweilers.
Rottweilers up there.
That's surprising.
But for the first time in 30-plus years, 1991, there is a new top breed in the U.S.
New top dog.